found it. This is the Tidbits Podcast with Dale Lau and Matthew Paul. We're so glad you're here. Enjoy the show.
It is a hump day edition of Tidbits and what will be the first full day of spring.
Oh, yeah.
Spring arrived last night. Just after 11 p.m. So here we are. Temperatures aren't going to do much today.
No, they're not.
Because it's not quite as cold as I thought they said it was going to be, is it?
Will be tonight.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
In the low 40s right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the high's supposed to be.
Yeah.
So my common thought process, which is tainted, still would indicate that we're going to stay nearly steady.
It's a tainted thought process. Yeah. Tainted.
Now, if you have your Mega Millions ticket,
oh boy,
don't get rid of it. The as of 3 a.m., it was unclear if anybody had a winning ticket.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I don't know if it's been verified yet or not.
Hmm.
The Tuesday night jackpot, $893 million. And here are the numbers. They certainly look like winners to me.
They always do.
24.
Okay.
46. 49. 62. 66. And gold mega ball 7. The jackpot prize has a cash value of $421.4 million. That can be offered as a one-time lump sum. Here you go.
Mm-hmm.
Now go pay tax.
Now, on the Hoosier Lottery website, the Mega Millions jackpot is now at $977 million.
So that indicates nobody did win.
Yeah.
Okay. So go ahead and toss them.
Powerball's at $687.
Actually, just bring them by here. We'll dispose of them for you.
Yes,
no need to look.
No, don't check them. We'll, I mean, you're not a big winner, so what's the matter?
That this jackpot would be the sixth largest, so now it's even larger.
Yeah.
So Matthew says nobody's won.
And then right now, I think right now you're the game to play right now is Hoosier Lotto.
Okay.
It's a 7.1 million.
All right. And your odds are greater.
Yeah.
Because this thing's probably somewhere around one in about 300 million.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so. Well, there you are over there. You're the winner.
Yeah.
So good luck if you play those. And of course, with the Mega Millions, that's the one where you can say you want to play just the jackpot. And yeah. You get two tickets for $3.
Right.
But you have to present that to the person that's in charge because they don't get you if you don't say it right.
You got
to
say it right.
Yeah, they look at you. What?
What?
Get out of here. Next.
Because that's how every place is. Hey, get out of here. Get out of here with your nonsense. We don't want you. Now go on, get.
Now, that actually happened at at an airline terminal.
Oh, yeah?
Okay, if you want to get down to the nitty-gritty of it, this it happened at Frontier Airlines. That's one of our favorite airlines to fly.
Indeed.
And an angry Frontier Airlines employee yelled at stranded passengers at the Denver International Airport. Was delayed 3 hours. Customers were sent to the customer service desk about mm-hmm. the issue. The irate employee, wearing a light gray t-shirt, black vest, and backwards ball cap, told customers, "I will call the police." Now, I don't know why, okay? The person recording video says, "How is this the answer?" Becoming even angrier, the male employee steps forward, lifts up his hands, and screams, "We are busy!"
Okay.
Now, I don't know
this
what
this is a man at the end of his rope, is what this is.
He's lost it, okay?
He has had enough. This is the boiling point spilling over.
Okay, so I'm reading. He says he'll call the police.
Yeah.
That person says, and he says we're busy. There's six stalls. Where are they? Okay, so I guess they just felt overwhelmed by the people waiting there.
Apparently.
I don't know that they were asking those employees to do anything. Maybe he has to clean up after them.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. Oh,
there's some... be careful with that one. He's cussing.
Yeah, I know.
he's cussing mad. He's pretty mad when you're, you know, cussing mad.
Right. He's a tick under taking his shirt off. And two ticks under taking his pants off, so...
Because y'all know it's better off to be angry naked.
Yeah.
This, concerning food inflation, forcing more Americans to use the buy now, pay later. Have you guys done that? Is it that tough?
We haven't.
The BPNL apps, which, when shopping for groceries, include shoppers who are earning six figures that are doing this. An analysis by the intelligence... PYMNTS intelligence found that 15 million, or 6.5% of the U.S. population,
dang,
is buy now, pay later.
Wow.
For groceries last year. Of those using the apps, they said about 5.4% were low income. The rest of those, yearly incomes, at least 100 grand. And you would think, you know, hey, you, but what kind of bills do you got? Where, wow, do you live?
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's rough.
Isn't it crazy? Like, 100 grand, that used to be, oh, it seems, make it six figures. Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's still a pretty big deal, but it's like, it doesn't do nearly what it used to do.
No.
That's for sure.
And, you know, I don't know what kind of, again, your total debt is the big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Just about 6:30, so we'll take our break. Now, this is something to watch if you're a parent. Nutmeg. If you got nutmeg in your cabinet, be careful.
Okay.
Kids are sniffing it to get high now.
Okay. So if your kid comes home and says, hey, man, we're going to make some eggnog. All right,
and they're going to talk like that.
Right,
because they're stoned on nutmeg.
That's all of our kids. Hey, old man. Mom, dude, you got any nutmeg up in there?
So we'll hit that and some other things when we come back with Tidbits.
This is Tidbits.
There we go. I'm sitting here in a fog.
A well-oiled professional ship we run.
I just sit here spacing.
It's that nutmeg you're getting high on, isn't it?
Now, when I was a kid,
yeah,
okay, we did some dumb things.
Sure.
There was a thing where you would have your buddy go from behind you and basically choke you. Okay. And you'd get high, kind of, or something. I don't remember what it was exactly. Very okay. Stupid.
Sure, sure.
There was the old snap off the filter of a cool cigarette and smoke it like a joint.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
I mean, just dumb stuff.
Dumb stuff.
And now this is really, I don't get this, but this woman from Georgia is warning parents that teens have found a new way to get high, sniffing nutmeg. Who's testing?
Who's doing that? Like, who is seriously doing that?
Evidently her kid.
Apparently.
She goes by the name Lakeview Living on TikTok.
All right.
Posted a video after speaking with a teacher who mentioned the issue that schools in the area are experiencing the everyday baking ingredient being a problem. She said that an area school recently had conducted a backpack check. It's basically a shakedown in jail, okay, during which...
Where they come storming in and, you know, you got to, like, drop everything you're doing and stand against the wall. That's the school they go to.
During which teachers found bottles of nutmeg in a couple of students' bags. When the students were asked why they had the eggnog essential, they told the teach it was because they had culinary class.
Yeah, we're in culinary class, man. We have to have it. We're going to make pie later.
She said when a fellow teacher approached the culinary instructor, so they do have one, about what they were making with the warming seasonal spice. The teacher replied, "What are you talking about? We're not making anything with nutmeg."
Those kids are full of it. Dang. But see that, and here you go. Kids are dumb because it never crossed their mind that they would go talk to that teacher. They'll never ask, man. They don't even like that teacher. I heard they're trying to fire him anyway, man. Because, you know, the kids, they know all the dirt.
Now, apparently, the school's resource officer overheard the conversation and asked which students had the nutmeg in their bags. He later found the students in their classrooms and confiscated the nutmeg, and the students then got suspended.
Wow.
The mom replied, "You know why they're all suspended? Because these flipping teens have figured out you can use nutmeg to get high."
And she's from Georgia. So,
y'all can't get your homework done, but you can figure out how to get high off nutmeg. Make it make sense.
She has a point.
Are they? They must be sniffing it.
I would assume.
Are you snorting nutmeg? Nutmeg, while generally used as a household spice, is sometimes abused for its narcotic and hallucinogenic properties. I didn't have any idea.
Did not know that either.
So they must not be that stupid and not doing their homework. They're doing research.
They're doing research on something.
It's also hazardous and potentially fatal.
Well, yeah.
1, 2, 3 seeds or 5 to 30 grams of the ground nut are used to attain psychogenic effect.
Interesting.
The initial symptoms of taking a large dose include giddiness, tingling, euphoria, hallucinations.
Bro, my hands are like little needles in them, man.
Which can include changed perception in time and space, detachment from reality, and a fear of death following delirium and drowsiness. You really want to go through that?
Dang.
That sounds like hell to me. I don't want that stuff. Okay. Other side effects include headache, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, dizziness, chest pain, flushing, tremor. It just goes on. Why do you want to do that?
I don't know, man.
And who thought it up?
Someone did. Someone did some research, and they probably found that it's that, you know, some... I don't know. I don't know.
I just...
Or it's like, you know, someone has an uncle that knew a guy that was roommates with, you know...
Oh, well, back in our day, we did nutmeg.
Yeah.
I guess I presume they're snorting it, but I don't know.
I don't really want to look at, like, I don't want to say, hey, how, I don't want to research how you get high on nutmeg.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I want that in my... search history.
You'll see the police, mister.
Right, I'll be on a list.
They'll shake down your bag later.
Right.
Your headsets fall out. Your computer.
That being said, nutmeg is a rich source of antioxidants.
Okay.
Which help protect against signs of aging and serious conditions like cancer, heart disease, liver disease.
Huh.
It can help with your dental health.
Really?
Nutmeg oil is used in several dental products. It has antibacterial properties that have proven particularly effective against oral pathogens.
No kidding.
Improved mood. Oh, we read about that. You get into the realm of euphoria. One study found that nutmeg acted as a potential antidepressant in male rats, and the spice has been used for its invigorating properties in folk medicine. So there you go. That's what it is. That's what it is.
To think that the only time I've ever known it to be used really is for something like,
you know, eggnog or in your like apple pie or whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. A little nutmeg has been shown to aid sleep, both in duration and quality. However, higher quality human studies are needed to validate this effect. Nutmeg is rich in fiber, which helps keep the digestive system healthy and prevent blood sugar from spiking. So if your kids keep going through the crapper and they're excited about it, then maybe check their bags for a nutmeg.
I mean, what do you do? I mean, it's not illegal to have nutmeg.
Will it be just another thing that we have to go get permission to buy when we go to the store? Oh, it's locked up. We got to go find blah, 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 you know, to unlock it.
Heaven help sinus sufferers like me trying to get,
exactly,
you know. Because it's like signing your life away, and you're like, you feel like you're, oh, geez, if I take more than 30 of these this month, I'll be going to prison.
Right. Now, granted, okay, so this story kind of makes it like it's a pandemic, like it's an epidemic. Like it like there's kids across the area, like just falling over themselves high on nutmeg. But the story is like a couple kids, right? A couple kids had nutmeg in their backpacks.
When do you find the chance to use it? Okay. Are you in the lunchroom? Oh, I brought some nutmeg out here.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Just think that, you know, they get too much free time. Mm. You know, like we did, peeling off the, you know, the filter of a cool cigarette.
Never did that. Never did that.
People who are double jointed are at a 30% increased risk of persistent COVID symptoms. All right. Now, I don't know what I've got. You know, I would think, you know, the way things, maybe I've got long COVID because I've always got a runny nose. I go, right. You know. But I also have had issues with sinuses forever.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
So, you know, whatever I'm dealing with, I just think it's just part of everyday life, and maybe it is. Right. I don't know.
Right.
Researchers from the United Kingdom, the Sussex Medical School, are unsure exactly why the link exists, but people with flexible joints are generally prone to symptoms associated with long COVID, like fatigue and achy bones. See, I've got that.
Wow.
I'm always fatigued, and I've always got achy bones. It's not because I've had, you know, surely it can't be, you know, that I've
How
just,
do you know if you have achy bones?
Well, like, I just,
what's,
you know,
what's
I
that? Ache. What's the symptom of achy bones?
It hurts. Okay. It's just, you know, my hips hurt. I'm sure it's got nothing to do with, you know, having arthritis. You know, you got to blame it on, you know, long COVID.
I guess so. Are you double jointed?
No.
Are you flexible?
No. And especially now with achy bones. You are not flexible when you have achy bones. Okay, let me tell you.
Achy bones, also known as bone pain, usually feels dull and deep, like the pain is coming from inside the body.
Yes.
The skin near the affected area might also feel tender to the touch.
Yes.
And it might hurt when you move or use that part of your body.
Yes.
You'll probably be able to pinpoint exactly where your bone hurts. Bone pain is usually sharper, deeper, and more intense than muscle pain. Muscle pain also feels much more generalized throughout the body and tends to ease within a day or two, while bone pain is more focused and lasts longer.
Mine never goes away.
Hmm.
But, you know, I learned to live with it. And, you know, I turned it into something that we learned, like, last week about waking up and getting rid of grogginess.
Yeah.
I wake up in pain and I just yell.
You start yelling.
And I lose the grogginess.
I forgot we had that last week. Yeah. Where, yeah, that's part of your wake-up routine is to wake up, just start screaming.
So if you're double jointed, you might have issues with long COVID. So
okay.
Again, who's doing these studies? You know what, Frank? Let's check double jointed people. You know, I mean, how do you come up with that idea?
I do not. That had to be something. I don't know, man. That's a good question. Because I don't know that I've ever even been asked by any doctor, you know, are you double jointed? No.
You have a forked tongue?
Right.
I just,
yeah, I don't know.
Sir, do you have webbed feet? Now, this sounds like a good place. See if, what?
Real quick, though.
Okay, all right.
How long will we be dealing with this? With
COVID?
Yeah. I mean, for real.
I think forever, probably. Now, somebody told me, does this make sense?
Okay.
You know why they called it COVID-19, they said to me. Of course, I'm in a drinking establishment where everyone is a know-it-all.
Okay? Everybody knows and everything.
They said because there's been a COVID 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and we're at the 19th COVID that did this.
Oh.
Have you ever heard that?
Yeah.
You have.
I mean, I've heard that particular thing.
That's why
I've not heard any validity to it.
Okay. But that's supposedly why it's called COVID-19. Mm.
I think it's like, you know, every year we have a new strain of flu, right? I think it's sort of like that.
Okay.
Where, you know, it's technically, I'm gonna get lost in the weeds here. It's technically part of the SARS, right?
Deeper.
I know. But it's technically part of the SARS family, correct? And SARS has been out for a long time.
Yeah.
So it's I think it's more like that. Where
sure,
it's,
we have some doctors and nurses.
They're just shaking their head right now. Shut up, you idiot. You have no idea what you're talking about.
They're both morons, they're saying.
Can we move on? I'm just, it's like, it just makes me wonder how long the effects of this going to be felt.
And what is considered long?
Yeah.
How long is long? How long?
Right.
This, for spring breakers, Matt and I are both 21 again. Okay.
Okay.
And these guys are lining up to get slapped in the face by a South Florida bartender who's $30 hurricane shots. They're 30 bucks. Okay. You're a college kid. How do you got that? Okay. I try to get to Florida on 30 bucks, let alone, okay, have a $30 hurricane shot.
Sure.
Becomes the hottest ticket in town, it says.
Hmm.
Bartender Eliana Collis sells her signature slap shots. It's liquor. Chased with a wet smack across the face as her alter ego, Hurricane Elena. Aliana? Something like that.
I don't know.
Then she dumps a pitcher of water on your head. You pay 30 bucks for that.
So what she did, and she's brilliant, is what she is. She is brilliant. What's the dumbest thing I can think of where people will pay me to do it? Here you go.
And you know these smart ass... Oh, I'm...
Oh,
Goodbye, Matthew. I've been removed. They're setting out there, daring each other to do it.
You would think so. You would think so. And yeah, she's
30
she's,
bucks a pop.
She's very smart.
So far.
What's the dumbest thing I can do to get these kids to spend money? And I'm going to slap them in the face, pour a pitcher of water on their head. 30 bucks. Thank you.
So far, she says she sold 150 to 200 of them.
Gosh.
A night.
Jeez.
At the backyard Fort Lauderdale. At 30 bucks a pop, that's as much as $6,000 a night.
There you go.
All she's got to do is cover the liquor.
Yeah.
The rest is, you know. She says she's been spring breaking, doing this with spring breakers, migrating north from South Beach to a government crackdown there.
Yeah, I remember when the government put all these restrictions in place on spring breakers.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
And that, you misheard me. That was eyes. I said eyes. All right, so I'm not. How'd that come out? I've never done that.
Because you were caught up.
In a 40-something year career, I have never done that.
So that was very much a conversation you and I would have off air, and it felt natural.
I have never done that. One time I said the F word, but that was because I was trying to say folks.
Oh, yeah.
And it came out wrong.
Usually that's what happens, right? Yeah. Is you're trying to say one word, it comes out different. And, yeah.
I just can't believe I've done that. I apologize. I'm sorry, folks. You know I'm a better person than that. Matthew certainly knows.
Oh, absolutely.
You know. So anyway, that's a lot of money she's making.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think she'd get tired of doing it, though.
Why? It's $6,000 a night?
But you got...
Slap them all you want, man.
And you know these drunk kids, they don't...
Yeah.
I bet you can't stand up after, you know, the daring, you know, and all that. $30.
Next year, you can probably jack it up to 40 and just see...
But I don't... How do those kids have that much for one shot?
Mom and Dad.
I remember back years ago when I was in college, me and my roommate were talking of going to Florida.
Sure.
And, you know, back then, we were stupid. I still am. But we thought we might be able to make it for $100. Okay. between the two of us, 200 total, covering gas. He had a Pinto. So we probably sure. would have died a fiery crash on our way there.
More than likely, yes.
A rear-ended Pinto.
Somewhere in Tennessee on a mountainside. Bam, there you go. Ball of fire.
Spring break's over.
Down the mountain you go.
But, you know, there's no way, you know. But, you know, and now they're talking that kind of money for one shot of alcohol.
Yeah.
And to basically be slapped. And she's a cute kid.
Sure.
You know, so, and I'm sure, and she probably socks you pretty good.
Yeah, why hold back? I mean, seriously. If she tells, I'm going to smack you.
Oh, do it, man. I can take it.
Just rear back and let him have it, man.
I'd like to go there just to watch. You know, I think I'd find it very amusing, okay? Just to watch her slapping dudes and pouring pitchers of water
you
on.
You think her hand would hurt?
Well, that's what
you know,
I'm
you
saying.
Know what I mean? Like, it would hurt.
I mean, it's just... And she's wearing a bathing suit, the whole deal.
150 to 200 shots a night. I mean, that's just bam after another. Bam. Bam.
She's got to have her own area where that's all she does.
Yeah.
Maybe she's paying the bar rent now to even be there.
Who knows?
You know, I mean,
who knows?
That's a lot of money
yeah.
a night.
Right. And the bar's probably, you know, the bar's getting their cut for sure.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Here's a study of 2,000 employed Americans that shows that many agree that traditional aspects of work, like the hours and the way employees are paid, need to be updated. You've said this yourself. Mm-hmm. The Monday through Friday 9-to-5 work week. That's been the norm for nearly a century. No longer suits the needs of 57% of surveys of those who responded. 67% believe the traditional pay period of once or twice a month is outdated. 51% stating that a rigid structure is a thing of the past and that the lack of flexibility in the workplace is no longer acceptable. And you've been saying this.
I've been saying this for a long time. Yeah.
When given the choice between more frequent pay or a more flexible work schedule, working Americans are more likely to opt for the frequent paycheck. Currently, 51% of respondents are paid every other week. 23% receive theirs weekly. 14% monthly. Can you imagine only being paid once a month?
I know people that do it. Oh, I mean, it's, man. Yeah, you got to be real.
Well, I guess it's no different than Social Security, really, yeah. when you're, you yeah. know, but. And only 7% are paid daily or upon completion of their work. Is that
Can you imagine here before you, you walk out the door, you gotta get a little envelope from the boss as you walk out. Yeah, thanks, boss. See you tomorrow.
Or it'd be more like chasing him.
Hey.
You got today's
Where's my check?
And I'm just seeing a whole bunch of singles and some change that I'm getting paid daily.
Right.
Oh, boy. I don't really like, because we're military here.
Yeah, we're twice a month.
15th and end of.
Yeah.
That's our pay yeah. schedule. But then, you know, when I go to the bank, oh, man, I didn't make quite as much as I normally do this week.
Do you really say that? And you're no, like, oh boy, I tell you, it was a slow week.
Because you know, if they figure out you're, you know, it's embarrassing.
They don't care. No one cares.
It's embarrassing.
No one cares.
You know that. You know,
no one cares.
People think we make, you know, tens of hundreds of dollars in this business.
Tens of hundreds.
So, I made $1,200 last year doing this gig.
So anyway,
that's
there you
100
go.
100 a month.
Now, we were talking, Karen and I talked about the Titanic. We had that story of the guys rebuilding the
yeah.
Titanic, you know, making a new one.
Right. What could go wrong with that?
Into the billions. He's over $1 billion it's going to take to build it.
Yeah.
And we did some research into 1912 money.
Okay.
Because the tickets on board the original for third class back in 1912 was like, what was it, $30 to $60 back then.
Really?
That's a lot of money to me.
Yeah.
$100,000.
Oh, yeah. For the upper class,
Come on.
Yeah.
It's just, unbelievable how much that was costing. In 1912 money, the average person was making $40 a month.
Mm-hmm.
You're making $40 a month. It was $750 a year was the average salary.
Dang.
Now, how can you afford to ride that boat? You know, at those wages. You've right. got coal to buy. Okay? You've got,
you've got
$12 to $14 a month devoted to living in your tenement. Okay? And you've got to go out there and buy your coal supplies and your other material because you're going to freeze and probably die by the age of 40. Okay? So... You've got a long future.
Someone just texted us and said, you guys need to start making toothpicks. Remember we had...
I'm telling you.
There's big money in toothpicks.
We figured it out.
We did. By the way, $30 in 1912 is $953.87 today.
See? That's a remarkable amount of money.
That's a lot of money.
When you're making $750 a year.
Was that one way?
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Well, it was one way after all. Okay.
Boy, it sure was. That's not funny.
But this guy's got one. He's going to put 1 billion plus in this ship.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'd love to just see it.
Sure. Is it bigger than the original?
It's pretty much a replica. Pretty much a replica.
Okay. Because Titanic is pretty small compared to today's mega ships. I mean,
it was 800 and some feet long, 400 mm-hmm. and some wide, I think.
Yeah.
Very similar, but built a little bit more, I guess, water worthy than the Titanic.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. No, we're recreating it down to every single...
Be sure to have a smaller incendiary in your coal. So anyway, and it can't be coal fired, is it? I mean, it certainly
no. They're all like giant diesel.
But back in the day, you got guys down there shoveling.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So, what a job that'd be. Nobody ever sees you.
You're just in a dark. Gosh, man.
I just can't imagine.
Right.
How much coal had to be on that ship?
Yep. And if you want to go faster, shovel more coal.
Well,
what a life.
I'll say. So anyway, there you go.
Okay.
Some tidbits on this. And again, pardon my French. Okay. I certainly meant no disrespect. Okay. When that slipped out. Normally, that would have been a wise guy that came out rather than what I said.
Sure.
So that just wasn't me. Okay. I'll see you tomorrow.
See ya.
This has been Tidbits with Dale Lau and Matthew Paul. We appreciate you listening, and we ask that you consider subscribing, leave a comment, leave a like, and thanks for stopping by. We'll talk to you again next time on Tidbits.